Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Kemp. This might be your date with destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Kemp, and welcome to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. Happy to have you with us this evening, and I've been gone for a couple of weeks. So I hope you're around to enjoy the show tonight. A lot of things have happened since I left. A lot of things have happened. Very interesting. I went out to North Carolina and to Florida, where we had our annual Magi Fellowship intensive, and we have 5 new graduates from our program. And I want to congratulate all of them for the hard work they did. And while I was out there, I noticed there's a gas shortage. I hadn't heard about it on the news here. And I just finally read it today for the first time anywhere out here in California, any mention of this fact that there's a real gas shortage. I mean, people in the town of Asheville having a really hard time getting gas for their cars. Some people have to wait in line for as long as an hour, and then the gas stations will run out. People are becoming argumentative, and, you know, I mean, people could actually get hurt. There could be a big fight breakout. Hasn't happened yet, but that's interesting because it's not happening here on the West Coast at all. And you don't even know about it. It's so amazing, you know, to see this happening. And then we have the stock market dropping more than it's dropped in a long time in one day, 777 points. I thought that was kind of a funny, interesting number. And, you know, you're seeing that we're seeing for the first time, I think, really starting to sink in just how fragile our economy actually is. Our economy is actually very fragile. It's interesting, you know. It's the reason our economy is so fragile is because of the way that we have allowed, when you look at it really carefully, you see that it's the way that we have allowed big companies, credit card companies, insurance companies, to just have their way. You know, that they can lobby. We have a government that allows people to give money to the elected officials. We have a system where they can be lobbied. And lobbied can mean lots of things. Basically influenced in certain ways. So financial influence plays a role in our basic government. And so a lot of things are done government-wise that are not in the best interest of the people, but in the best interest of large corporations and people who just want to make more money. And this is the result of that. What we're seeing right now is the result of a lot of greedy people having taken a lot of money away. It's very interesting. I was watching Susie Orman recently, and I was listening to her talk about the same thing, and she was basically saying the same thing. And I thought, when I was listening to her, I thought, that woman talks exactly like a Queen of Diamonds. And I'm a Queen of Diamonds, too. So I had to go look her up, and sure enough, she's a Gemini Queen of Diamonds. Queen of Diamonds, 5 of Hearts. So there you have it, folks. From the mouth of Susie Orman, the same thing that I saw. It's very interesting. I think as Queen of Diamonds, we have a way of seeing these things. we have a mind that can sort of penetrate that. And she's totally into, like, people, you know, being practical about their money and so forth. And, you know, it's lots of free services she offers in addition to, you know, things that she gets paid for. But you're looking at our economy, now you're seeing exactly how really fragile it is. If you have any money in the stock market right now, you are not paying attention. Any money in the stock market right now, you're not paying attention. And Susie Orman will tell you the same thing. You should only have money in the stock market that you can afford to not have for 10 years. If this money you have in the stock market is something you can't live without for 10 years, you should take it out immediately. Also, I'd be very careful, like, you know, the banks have $100,000 FDIC insurance. If you have more than $100,000 in any one bank, that money is not protected. And we're having bank failures left and right. This is just some practical stuff, folks. But I wonder sometimes if anybody's paying attention, you know. When this one bank closed, which one was it? The Freddie Mac, or whichever one it was. Freddie Mac, I guess. You know, some friends of mine wrote me and said that somebody they knew had lost $150,000 that day because they had $250,000 in one bank, and only $100,000 of it was insured. So, I mean, these things are happening, and, you know, it's all part of God's plan, but we are supposed to make our best choices based on what we know. That's, you know, we are to make our best choices. So you have to understand that when you think about the presidential election, you're thinking about what you're really looking at is a whole system that right now, at this time in history, is completely dominated by financial interests. That means large companies and rich people that want to have it their way. And they, by and large, their only motive is to make more money and make more money. I mean, we've seen how the Bush administration and all their friends have made, you know, multiple billions and billions of dollars rebuilding Iraq, the price of oil, all the oil companies making billions of dollars more per year than they ever made before, and nobody's questioning it because it's part of their friends. It's a big friendship going on. So when you think about this election, you have to understand that there are a lot of forces at work that we don't really know about. And if you just watch the news and the media, you don't really get the whole picture. We can't get the whole picture from the news or from the media. But if you pay attention, you can know, you know, you can know, get a sense for what's going on. And, I mean, there are times when basically it doesn't really matter who you vote for, because either way, it's going to be bad for us because the financial forces have both sides. They don't really care either. They're going to lobby and influence whoever's in office. So I wonder sometimes if there is any leader out there that has any kind of sense of, I wonder if it's even possible for a person that has any sort of integrity to even make it up in the political world at all. And, you know, I've commented on this many times, but political leaders, especially the men, because we haven't had that many women actually until lately, but the men always use their familiar name and not their full name. It's not William Clinton, it's Bill Clinton. It's not Robert Dole, it's Bob Dole. You know, it's always some interesting little boyish name. Now, you don't have that with Barack Obama. I don't guess there is like a little boy name for Barack. Maybe there is, I don't know. I don't understand that culture that well. John McCain doesn't use, I haven't heard him been called Johnny, but or Jimmy or whatever you would call a John. A Jack, I guess it would be, Jack McCain. I guess I haven't heard him being called that. But by and large, most politicians use the Jack name. We call it the Jack name, which is the name of the liar and the deceitful one and the one who is going to say whatever they can say to get wherever they want to go. So this is a general rule. We've all come to accept it. We all accept it. This is what's really amazing. In this country, you have to look at what's happening and realize that nobody has the consciousness to step above it. Not, I mean, some people do, of course, but the vast majority does not. And in a way, we're sort of at the mercy of whatever's coming down the pike. And that's the way it goes. But for those who are interested, the cards do not lie. The cards can tell us what's going on. They can tell us about people. The cards in astrology, too, I like astrology, too. And I'll be looking at some astrology tonight as well as the cards. Sometimes astrology will reveal some interesting qualities that you wouldn't get from just the card itself or birthday of a person. So we'll take a look. So today, by the way, is September 29th, and happy birthday. Everyone who's listening tonight who has a birthday, you little eight of hearts, and you've got a great birthday, eight of hearts, really powerful, a lot of power with people, charming. You get your way a lot in life. You can be bossy, you can be pushy, but basically you get your way, and you should be happy about it. Eight of Hearts is a good card. It's an easier life path than most cards. People who are Eight of Hearts should never complain about their life because they're given so much. We have people born today like one of my favorite actresses, Madeline Kahn. We have Brian Gumbel. We have Andrew Dice Clay. He's hysterical. We have Natasha Wagner and Emily Lloyd, actress Emily Lloyd, among a few other people. So happy birthday, all you guys. Hope you have a great year. You're an Eight of Hearts and a Six of Spades. Your emotional life is more difficult, hard for Six of Spades to feel loved. Hard for them to feel fulfilled in the romantic department. So taking a look at the presidential candidates, usually, like I said, usually when I take a look at the candidates, I'm thinking, well, it's either this crook or it's that crook. Which one do you want? It's like the lesser of two evils. And it's very difficult to decide because you look at the people's stories about what they support and everything, and man, they could just turn on a dime. I really think that most politicians, especially the ones running for a high office like president, I think these guys just study the opinion polls, and they just pick the policy that is going to be most popular. They just say it. They just say the things that will get them into office, and this is what a jack is all about. This is what a jack is about. So we're going to start with the vice presidents and work our way up to the presidential candidates. And I guess we'll start out with Sarah Palin. She's the newest member of this little group that we're looking at. She happens to be born on February 11th, 1964. She's only 44 years old. She's way younger than anybody else. No one her age has ever made it to that high a level. Interesting that she's the same birthday as Jennifer Aniston and Sheryl Crow, Eva Gabor, Burt Reynolds, who else? Leslie Nielsen. But I thought it was interesting that she's Jennifer Aniston's birthday. This is an Ace of Spades with a Nine of Spades ruling card. Ace of Spades is very ambitious. So you know anybody who's an Ace of Spades is very ambitious. Nine of Spades has a King of Hearts as a first karma card, which makes them very bossy. Anybody who's a Nine of Spades is going to be rather bossy, rather pushy. And you have to sort of be that way in order to elevate yourself in the government. And, you know, there's lots of stories about her from Alaska, about things that she did. And, overall, she's not a bad person. She's got emotional issues, but that's normal. It's interesting that I was reading, my thought was, she's so nice looking, I'd like to see her in Playboy. And then the very next day, I read that Hugh Hefner said the same thing. He's invited her to appear in Playboy. And Hugh Hefner's a queen of diamonds like me. So I thought that was fascinating that we both had that thought. So if she doesn't get elected, yeah, who knows? Maybe she'll be in Playboy someday. Okay. So she's an Ace of Spades, Nine of Spades. And then we come to Joe Biden, who also has some spades in his spread. He's actually a king of hearts. And what's interesting about Palin and Biden is that the nine of spades of Palin is a karma card of the king of hearts. She owes the king of hearts. She has to give to the king of hearts. This is going to make for an interesting debate. They're having a debate Thursday night. Very interesting. And they have a lot of Mars energy, these two. Let's see what we have here. We have the four of spades, and we have her nine of spades. Well, she's got a Saturn connection. But what I saw was the fact that the king of hearts, well, it's Venus from her. Well, it's not as bad as I thought. There's not as much Mars as I thought. But if there was a contest between these two people, I would say probably Biden would win because the king of hearts, the nine of spades owes the king of hearts. Other than that, though, I don't see anything of any significance. They don't really have a lot of connections that would make a real strong determination one way or the other. Now, Joe Biden, his first ruling card is the four of clubs, and that's Saturn to the nine of spades. So, you know, when you're Saturn to somebody, you have an edge over them. Let's face it. So it'll be very interesting to see the debate. I think that Joe has an edge over Sarah Palin. We'll see what happens. Now let's take a look at Joe Biden. I looked at Sarah's astrology, and honestly, I didn't see anything really questionable about her, like anything really strange that would warrant, like she's not a bad person. If anything, she's kind of mixed up. She's kind of a little bit confused because she has Mars square Neptune in her chart. Now, usually that ends up manifesting as secret affairs, and it's possible that she had that, but she has a big, strong family thing, and she could never afford that, so I don't know if that will ever be really true. So now we'll take a look at Joe Biden's chart. And we'll get a quick thing here. Let's see. What do I see here? Anything interesting? Well, he has Pluto squaring his moon. This is going to be somebody who is emotionally... Now, he's a Scorpio. You have to realize he's November 20th, 1942. And you know that a Scorpio is going to be control-oriented. And he has moon square Pluto. So he's got a thing about women. And he's king of hearts, you see. So you know he's got this thing about women that he wants to control women. So it's going to be a very interesting debate that we're going to have. It's interesting, he's got Sun conjunct Venus and both of these trine Jupiter in his chart, which means that, you know, he really is very strongly relationship-oriented. Very interesting that he is. But also he has Mars square Pluto. So this guy can be very, very, very strong. I think he could be a tough competitor, and underhanded even is possible for him. Possible. With this Mars square Pluto. Like if I was going to do a business relationship with you and Joe Biden, I would say stay away from Joe Biden because of this aspect. I wouldn't recommend him for anybody in a business relationship because he would be a person that would want to dominate the other person. Okay, so we're going to move on right on to John McCain. Give me one second here. Who's born August 29th, 1936. And you've heard me talk about him before, I'm sure, if you read my newsletter. He's a 10 of hearts and a 10 of diamonds. Let me just get his information in here. 1936. And we'll take a look. Now, my experience of 10 of hearts people, and of course, there's always exceptions. Not all of them are like that. But my experience of many Ten of Hearts people is that they're very, very dishonest. To a large degree, actually. To, you know, a phenomenal degree. Like some people call it pathological. Pathological lying. Which is always a possibility. And it seems that John McCain is showing up that way. I mean, that's kind of how he's showing up. The way he's just like... There was an article in the newspaper recently in USA Today, and they were doing a fact-finding thing, and they were studying all of the candidates, and they said that John McCain's campaign advertising is making no attempt at all to be honest. They're just making stuff up on the fly. So he's definitely doing that to win. He has Pluto opposite his moon. Kind of the same thing Biden has. Very intense also. So you know that he doesn't like women very well. I'm really surprised that he picks Sarah Palin, given that he has that aspect. And this is where his dishonesty comes in. He has Mars squaring Uranus, so he just changes on a dime. He just switches directions frequently, basically. Otherwise, not such a bad guy overall. Got a lot of energy. I'm really amazed at how well he looks for his age. I think he does pretty good. He's 72 years old. He has an ace of spades, by the way, in Saturn this year, which is not until next April. But I hope his health is okay. That card combination there could be really a really intense thing. However, I did see Bush have an ace of spades in Saturn a couple of years ago. Nothing happened to him that we knew about. So you never know exactly. So, you know, and it's interesting. You look at the cards of both McCain and Obama, and you don't really see, I don't see anything to indicate either one of them winning. It's so interesting. Neither one of them has anything that says they're definitely going to win. So let's move on to Barack Obama. And Barack Obama is a Leo Nine of Diamonds. He's born August the 4th, 1961. He's almost as young as Palin. Almost. Close to it. Just 3 years, really. And he's a Nine of Diamonds. Let me just get his astrology up here on the screen. Have a look. I think I looked at this before and I saw some interesting stuff. Yeah, there was the Sun, Neptune. This is interesting because this is the same thing that Bill Clinton has. He has Sun square Neptune, if I'm not mistaken. This is what I thought I saw when I looked it up. So Sun square Neptune makes you sort of feel like you're here to save the world. They call it a savior complex, Sun square Neptune. And that would be very appropriate for a Nine of Diamonds. The thing I like about Barack Obama is that he's a Leo and he can lead. He seems to have a vision for the Earth, for the United States. He seems to have, a conscience, and I think he probably does. He may be a little misguided, same way that Bill Clinton was. I mean, Bill Clinton redefined sex for all of us, part of his legacy. Now we have a new definition for what sex is and what sex isn't. That's how good he was. But anyway, the overall impression I get of Barack Obama is that he's a person that's really trying to do some good. He may be a little confused, but he's a leader. I would have a Leo in office, even if it was Bill Clinton, I'd have a Leo in office any day rather than any other sign. Because they're leaders and they can get the job done and they know how to take the reins of authority and be a good leader and be there for the people they're leading. This is something that they are. It's just something that they are. And Barack Obama has a great relationship, whether you know it or not. He's actually mooned to his wife, I discovered. So she's a great supporter of his, but he has so many good aspects to his Venus that you know that this is the love of his life, and it's a good marriage. So, and Barack is meant to lead. He's kind of been the reluctant leader. And, you know, I was looking at the cards again, and I saw that it turns out, and I hadn't seen this before, but we know that one of Barack's karma cards is the Queen of Diamonds, and that's Saturn to McCain. So I forgot about that somehow. And in seeing that, it kind of gives Barack a little bit more of an edge with this presidential election. And he has maintained a lead in the polls all along, so there is still a chance he could win. John McCain, though, he's not done yet. I don't think you can count him out because he is very crafty. And I think he'll do almost anything, whatever is necessary. And I really think that all the big guns, all the big financial guns, want him in office. I don't have any proof for that. It's just a feeling that I have, that this is what they want. Like you might say, the New World Order wants to have John McCain in office. So Obama's up against all of that, I think. But he's doing pretty good so far, and he's a born leader, and I personally hope he makes it into the office, into the White House. I would like to see a change, and at least have somebody there that's not connected to the oil companies and to all those big companies that are rebuilding Iraq and have made us enemies of the world in the process. Okay, that concludes our discussion tonight. We're going to take a break right now. And as we always do on this show, we play some music from my CD called Bhakti Rock. And it kind of adds a nice little flavor to the show. I hope you enjoy this song. We're going to play Sri Ram from Bhakti Rock. And now it's time to call. If you want to call in tonight and ask me some questions, now's the time to call. And we'll be right back with your questions. Welcome back, everybody. That was Sri Ram from my CD, Bhakti Rock. Hope you enjoyed it. Before we take our first caller, I want to just make sure that I announce that lovecardsdating.com is live now. Lots of you have already signed up and are taking advantage of it. If anybody is on the site and you have a question about the site and how it works, why don't you call in and ask? I'll be happy to address that if you're interested. Basically, what you can do on a site is you can actually, it'll tell you who's on the site, who matches you the best. And you set the criteria. You decide what's most important to you. Friendship, hot sex, marriage, drama, or financial, or friendship. These six different factors, you get to choose from that. Anyway, our first call tonight is Becky from Louisiana. And her birthday is February 21st, 1951. Are you there, Becky?
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I survived two hurricanes.
Oh, yeah. I love hurricanes. I wish I could be down there. What part of Louisiana are you in?
2 hours from Houston. In the southwest. Yes, sir. 2 hours from Houston, Texas.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, you were right in the middle of that one then.
Yes, sir. I was in the middle of both of them.
Wow. Good for you. You lucky girl.
I survived. I was protected.
Of course you survived.
Yes.
So what can I do for you tonight, Becky?
Okay. Well, Robert, I think I talked to you about 6 weeks ago about a new relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a misunderstanding. We were getting too close, and I think he kind of ran away from me.
Yeah.
And I haven't spoken to him in 2 weeks, and he called me today and came over to see me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just wondering, you know, if this is going to go anywhere or, you know, romantically. We have a lot in common. We like each other.
You know, it's amazing how hard relationship is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can find somebody that you have a lot in common, yet what we don't look at, you know, initially, we rarely look at the fact that each person has a lot of stuff, a lot of things about relationship. You know what
uh-huh.
I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So as soon as you start to open up, and we always want to open up to the other person because we want to enjoy being with them, right?
Uh-huh.
As soon as we open up, like all of our issues come up, the things
mm-hmm.
that we didn't work on last time, or the things that we started to work on last relationship but didn't finish and never got clear about, all of a sudden that stuff just pops right back up. You know why it pops up, Becky?
Yes, sir.
It pops up so we can work on it. God
why?
Wants us
and
to get, he wants
yes,
us to get through that stuff, you know?
Right.
But see, no relationship is going to work if never going to work if the two people involved are not willing to look at what's going on inside themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And if this guy's not that way, if he's not really, you know, looking to understand himself and to, you know, work on his emotional baggage, it's already lost before it starts.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So is he the kind of person that wants to work on his stuff or not? I would be willing to say he's probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah, because you didn't ask for that. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't specify that yourself because you haven't got clear that that's what you want yet.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
So this relationship, what can I tell you? It's gonna fail. It's just a matter of time because neither one of you is interested in working on it.
Oh, yes, sir, I am.
You are? Are you sure?
Yes, sir. In fact, I've already done some work when we were apart. It brought up a lot of things for me, like abandonment and rejection, and I started working on that.
Okay. So would you please stop calling me, sir, too?
Okay.
First of all, you're older than me.
Okay.
But even so, I don't like being called that, unless you're like 6 years old, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then it's okay. Anyway,
all right.
So you're working on yourself, and how are you working on yourself? What are you doing?
Well, I'm looking at past relationships and the abandonment issues that I had with my father dying and the marriages. I've had three marriages.
Mm-hmm.
And some rejection issues. And I'm journaling, I'm writing, I'm releasing, mm-hmm. forgiving. And
Do you have a counselor or a therapist?
Oh, yes, sir. I have a therapist.
And do you see that person on a regular basis?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, then you're doing your work. It sounds
yes,
to me
sir,
like
I've
you're
been
doing
it.
Your work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does he have a counselor or a therapist?
No, sir.
Then what are you doing with him? What are you doing with a man that doesn't?
I have to ask
you because you're the one that picked him out, you know. Out of the crowd, you know.
We're still basically just friends. There's no sexual activity at all.
Yeah, but you're close enough that it really hurt when you guys had a disagreement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're in your Saturn period right now. It goes until November the 8th, okay? It
mm-hmm.
just got started, really.
Mm-hmm.
And you have some challenging cards with love. And you're really, I don't think you're really going to figure this one out until this period's over.
Okay.
Because one of your, I mean, you're having second thoughts about him already. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you're calling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You have some doubts about whether he's going to be able to pull it off. Just wait. If he doesn't work out, there's somebody else going to be right behind him.
Okay.
You have a Two of Hearts coming up in Uranus. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all going to work out. Are you clear about what you want in a relationship? Have you gotten
yes,
clear about
it? Yes, I am.
About?
I okay. certainly am.
Well, then, is he it or not?
Well, yes. He is.
When he's doing okay, he is, or?
We're just, everything matches. It's just there's no romantic activity at all yet.
Do you mean he hasn't done it, or you have pushed it away, or what?
No, sir, we just both haven't really gone forward with it.
Uh-huh. And how old is he?
He's 49.
Uh-huh. Well, he should still
He'll
have
some. He'll be 50 in November.
He should still have some romance left in him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
should.
He's Spanish.
Well, Spanish doesn't mean anything. I mean,
they
seem romantic, but they're not often.
Yeah.
Often they're not. But that doesn't answer the question. So.
Yes, sir.
The question is, don't call me sir, please.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Just call me Robert, okay?
Okay, Robert.
Thanks, I appreciate that. What's his birthday?
November 24th, 1958.
Oh, okay. So that's the other birthday that you gave me. I didn't realize that was his birthday. Okay.
Yes.
I heard you give that birthday. Well, you know, his card is a Nine of Hearts and Jack of Clubs. I'm sure I already talked to you about him.
Yes, you did.
And, you know, Nine of Hearts have some major relationship issues. They want to have happiness and love. But they got a lot of stuff to work on. There's no doubt about that. So is he getting counseling?
Not that I know of.
Right. So he's probably not. And you need to be the one to be really clear that that's what you need. You need a guy who's working on himself. You follow me?
Yes, sir. I'm a yes, Robert.
Thank you. You have to be the one to be, and if he's not, you really need to let him go. Because he's not going anywhere. See?
Okay.
If he's not working on himself, if he's not looking at his issues, and he's got more than you do, okay? I mean, in spite of the fact that you two have a lot in common, it's not going to go anywhere. You just saw how easy it broke down. That's my advice, Becky.
Okay.
All righty?
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a nice night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, it's interesting, you know, we think we can go out and have love without working on our stuff. We all do, in a way. We just kind of go into it thinking, oh, it's going to be better this time because I'm with a new person. But we don't realize that we bring with us all the leftover stuff that hasn't been handled from our past relationships. It's all still sitting there waiting to be dealt with. You can find somebody that you're extremely compatible with, and you're still going to have problems. You're still going to have issues come up. Because God intends for all of us to get free of anything that keeps us from, like, love and light and happiness. So it's going to come up in relationship. That's the area where it comes up the easiest. That's the area where we all have the biggest challenges. Is in the area of relationships. So it's a good thing, but if you're not prepared and if you're not willing to look at the relationship as an opportunity to grow, well, it's pretty much over before it starts. We have to have that idea going into it. It has to be where we're coming from in the relationship. We have to be coming from the place of thinking this relationship is an opportunity for me to grow in self-love. It's an opportunity for me to grow in self-understanding, getting to know who I am. That's critical. It's absolutely critical. And if you don't have that, pretty much every relationship will end. Not all of them, for sure, because some people were just meant to be together from past lives, and they don't have a lot of relationship issues, you know. Some people don't have relationship issues. Some people have more financial issues, work issues, health issues, other things. It's not always relationship. But most people do. For most of them, most of them do. Most of them have a lot of work to do on. Okay. Let's have our next caller now, and this is Pat from Connecticut, and her birthday is July 12th, 1955. Are you there, Pat?
Hi, Robert. It's 1953.
Oh, 53. Thank you.
Okay.
And you are a Three of Diamonds.
Three of Diamonds. I couldn't remember.
Have we spoken before?
Yes. I want to mention that 11 years ago, we spoke on the phone. My son was in a lot of trouble. He had broken his back and from doing drugs and so on. And you said some very sort of bold things to me that really it helped me profoundly in letting go of trying to save his life. And literally, I found out afterwards that day he had energetically changed his attitude. So I'll never forget you for that advice. It was very tough advice to take. I took it. After I hung up from you, I sat and prayed, and I let go, and he started to turn around.
Wow.
So
you mean he actually turned around from you and away from you letting go?
He started to change his attitude about he was resisting getting help.
Uh-huh.
And I was really worried that he was literally going to lose his life. So you basically said to me, what business was it of mine to try and save his life? And it was really, I think you had to say it three times before I got it. And when I did get it and hang up from you, I let go. And I was terrified that he may choose to die, but I understood what you were saying. And he was in a drug rehab hospital, and I had heard later that week that it was that afternoon he had taken a turn and changed his attitude towards the better.
Wow.
So big thanks,
well, thanks
to
for
you.
Sharing that. I really appreciate that.
That was, you gave me some real strong advice, and I'll never forget it. I want to tell you about myself. I've had an extremely difficult life. Literally up to May of this year, it's taken a huge turn for the better, and I know soon I won't even recognize myself in my life. I just getting better emotionally. I've had some healings done in all different ways, some oriental medicine and shamanic healing, and I have fallen in love, and I've been heterosexual my whole life, and this was a big surprise. I fell in love with the woman, and it's just amazing relationship. And I have a bunch of quick questions, and there's one thing I just thought of. I started a community dance in May. It's really along the ideas that people need community, they need music, they need dance. I think we've been missing things like that for a long time. It's really struggling. I'm wondering if that's going to succeed. And if you could talk about this relationship, and if my...
What's your girlfriend's birthday? Not boyfriend.
May, March 1st, 1954.
March 1st?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's March 1st.
Okay, so she's a nine of spades and a jack of spades.
Nine of spades?
Does that sound right?
I don't know. I haven't looked into this yet.
Well, if you're not really clear on her birthday, I don't want to say anything.
No. I mean, you asked me if it sounded right, nine of spades.
Well, no, I'm just making sure. Is it March 1st or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
1954.
Okay. She is your Neptune card in your life spread. We each have a Neptune card in our life spread. And the Neptune card represents our hopes and fears,
uh-huh.
Our dreams. So being with your Neptune card is great. And on the other hand, you might be deceiving yourself. Now, I'm not saying that you are necessarily, because I actually have found that Neptune relationships last the longest, because you always love that other person. But you just have to make sure that you're not deceiving yourself or being deceived by them, because they can deceive you very easily if they want to. Like, you're the Neptune card to somebody, too. You happen to be the Neptune card to the Eight of Diamonds person.
Uh-huh.
So if an Eight of Diamonds person met you, you'd be their Neptune card, and you could deceive them. You follow me?
Yeah, this is an interesting comment, because there's absolute communication and truthful communication, and it's been very important from the beginning, and I feel like...
Well, I understand that, but... Uh-huh. I have to speak from the card's point of view, okay?
So,
and I may seem like a devil's advocate.
That's okay.
But you would never know if this person was honest with you or not. You would never, ever know. You follow me?
Yeah, but I don't feel that. It's hard to...
You don't have to... Of course you don't feel it. That's the whole point.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm not saying that she's dishonest. But she might be, because her ruling card is the Thief card, the Jack of Spades.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a potential for dishonesty with her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that she is necessarily,
mm-hmm.
but if you were my client, I would say there is a there should be some caution here, some taking it slow kind of thing.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I would recommend. If you were paying me hundreds of dollars to do your reading,
uh-huh.
I would tell you that.
Okay.
And I would, you know, then I would look at her astrology for a closer look, because that tells more of the story.
Uh-huh.
You know, we don't have time to do that on the show tonight. But
okay.
I'm just saying, you know.
Okay.
But you know, it sounds like it's going well between the two of you, and that's good.
Mm-hmm.
You see. I'm saying that realize that you have met your dream come true person.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
How long have you been together now?
Since we both started the dance together in May, and we've been together since June.
So you met her in May, right?
No, I think I met her in March or April.
Oh, okay. All right. Your relationship started around May, but you met her in March, right?
We started.
Well, I don't see anything here this year that's indicating any kind of breakup or anything like that. Her card shows up in your Uranus period this year, which means that from your point of view, she may be coming and going and be a little erratic. It's not anything unusual. It's just that you may have a hard time pinning down where she's going to be, what she's going to do next kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
It's good, though, if you're not too attached, not too worried. It's not a big deal.
Okay.
It doesn't have to mean anything significant.
Okay.
All
right. Can you say anything about me as far as this major change?
Well, it sounds like the change took place before your birthday last year.
Yeah, I made some decisions, and that whole year was actually very difficult, just kind of living through it all. Yeah, it's true.
Well, this year the focus is on love for you.
Okay.
So there's nothing to be concerned about.
Okay. Do you see anything with this dance, if it will succeed?
Well, I can't say for sure. It doesn't look like complete one way or the other. I can't say one way or the other.
Okay.
About it. You do have some good cards for money, but you also have some difficult cards for money.
Okay.
And, you know, there's no way to, like, single out just the dance to see. There's no cards for the dance.
Okay, I see.
You know, that I can pin that down.
Uh-huh.
But I would say, stay focused on your relationship and see where that leads you, because sometimes those kind of things can lead us in new places.
Right.
That we normally would never have gone to.
Right, that's true.
So that's what I would be focused on right now.
Okay.
You know, focus on the good stuff.
Yep.
On what's happening that's good.
Great. Well, thank you again for tonight and also the advice way back. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, thanks, Jackie. Pat, I mean, it's. I appreciate you sharing that. It's really wonderful. I mean, I'm glad I was able to help when I did.
Well, it was, you gave, you know, it was a major effect. You really
well, I'm always glad to hear that later on. It's, thank you for coming on the show and sharing
Thanks a
that.
Lot.
Okay, have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take one more call before we have our break, which is coming up soon. We're going to talk to Jackie from Brooklyn, and she is, I believe, a King of Diamonds, February 13th, 1969. Are you there, Jackie?
Yes, I am. Hello?
How are you? Oh, Queen of Diamonds. I'm sorry. I called you a King of Diamonds.
That's all right. It's all good.
It's all good. What can I do for you tonight?
Basically, I'm trying to find out when I would be able to get into living my passion, like doing television and voiceovers and more of my creative career.
Have I spoken to you before?
Nope, I don't think so.
Oh, okay, good. I just wanted to see, because your voice sounded familiar. Well, one thing I could say is that this year, when you, your last birthday, you turned 39, right?
Mm-hmm.
And age 39... for all of us, is the year that we begin the Jupiter cycle of our life. And the Jupiter cycle is the cycle where we really fall into, we really start to live our dreams. You follow me?
Yes. That hasn't happened yet, but yes.
No, it's just starting. It doesn't happen overnight, but it usually happens around that time. Usually you click into what it is you're really meant to do. Now, it sounds like you already know what you want to do, but there's something standing in your way. Is that true? What's happening?
Yes.
But what's the big problem?
I'm not quite sure. It's just not opportunities being there. Like a lot of times when I've gotten into doing more of the creative stuff, it's always, I'm not getting paid for it. It's not a job. It's almost like I'm spending more to do it than what I'm making. And
okay.
I want it to
okay.
be more
That's great. Okay, I'm glad you mentioned that, okay? This is because you're a Queen of Diamonds. I'm a Queen of Diamonds, too. And we're all Queen of Diamonds. We're born with a fear of poverty. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Which causes us to accept to go out and do work without getting paid for it.
Exactly.
But see, that's your choice. You're making that choice. You're the one that's saying that's okay.
But how am I? Because actually, I don't mind giving.
Whenever you say yes to a job opportunity that doesn't pay, you have just reaffirmed your poverty consciousness.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Definitely.
Yeah. So you have to say no to those things. You have to be committed to it. Because you won't feel like asking for money. You will, in that moment there, when you really have to ask for it, you're going to break down and give in to that old pattern.
Okay, but what if there are jobs where that's all they do, no matter who works there? They're just, you know,
You don't work there. That's not going to help you make money.
So how do you go about creating the jobs that you can get paid for?
Well, you pick the ones that make money, for one. If it doesn't make money, don't pick it.
Well, that makes sense. I understand.
Well, voiceovers make money. I mean, the kind of work you're doing is not the problem. A lot of people make money doing that stuff.
I haven't found that job yet. The television and radio, yes, but not the voiceovers yet.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, I believe that everybody should go for what they really love. Personally, that's my belief. If you really love something, you will make money out of it, as long as you're clear that you are going to be paid for it. See? Now, you happen to be right now, Jackie, in your Saturn period of the year, okay?
Okay.
This is the hardest period of the year for all of us. Yours goes from the 9th of September all the way through October 31st, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you have a really difficult card right now for money, right now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I bet you're worrying about it a little bit, aren't you?
Yeah, it's been all year. More so, actually, I just recently, my job came to an end as of this weekend, so, yeah.
Well, this period is just getting started for you, too. But, okay, so that's the bad news, but I have some good news also.
I'm glad there's good news.
Yeah. After this period, which it ends on Halloween, basically, okay, you're going to be gung-ho and you're going to make some money. You're going to be so clear about what you want. And it's all going to happen for you if you just hang in there just a little bit longer.
Okay.
Okay? I'm talking about the month of November should be spectacular for you. It's important that you get really clear about what you want between now and then, that you... See, you're not, I don't know, I don't get it like you're really clear about what you want. Like you still have too many options. This is what I hear in your voice. You haven't settled down with one. You haven't really found the thing that really is going to do it for you. That's what I hear in your voice. Is that true or not?
Looking for jobs, yes. Knowing what I want to do, I'm definitely clear about that. But looking for jobs,
Why aren't you making money doing what you want? Know you want to do? See, that's the thing. You can make this work. You're a queen of diamonds. You know all about money.
I do.
Yes, you do. You were born with it.
Okay. Well, maybe it's been invisible because it's never been there. So.
Queen of Diamonds has a fear of poverty. You have to work on that. Because, you know, if you don't get that handled, no matter where you go, you're always not going to have enough money. You got to work on that first. Have you done any work on that at all yet? Have you read any books about prosperity? Have you taken any classes?
Yeah. I mean, like how you handle your money, your thought process about it, of course.
Apparently none of that stuff you used works. None of that's worked yet for you. Has it?
I would agree with that. I haven't seen too many changes, so I would agree with that.
You know, I read a lot of books about money before. I found the real truth about it. There's a lot of books out there, and a lot of them they can't really help you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wrote a book because I did it. I overcame it. And I wrote in my book what actually works. You might want to read it. It's called The Big Money Book. It's on my website.
The Big Money Book.
Yep. It's on my website. Only on my website. And it'll tell you everything that actually worked and what doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll give you the underlying technology behind how money actually works, the science of it, so you can understand it. Once you understand it, it's easy. Just start practicing it, and it starts to show up like crazy. It's just a miracle.
It keeps coming up in readings to me that I'm sitting on a gold mine, but I can't seem to, you know, hit Eureka.
You can't see it. You can't see it because you're too busy looking at what you don't have.
Okay.
So you need to do that because you'll never fulfill your dreams until you get over that. You have to do that first. You know, get working on that right now. And I guarantee you by the end of November, you're going to have more money than you've had in a long time. But do your homework. Do it now.
And you see anything with relationship coming up anytime soon?
Let's get the career thing handled first.
Okay.
Because, you know, right now, a relationship would basically distract you.
I always get that answer. All right.
Well, stop asking it. Listen, you're a queen of diamonds. You know, you have the charm. You can always have a relationship anytime you want one. But how often can you sit down and really work and get your career going? You're not going to be happy in a relationship if you're broke. Are you?
No. But, hey, I thought I'd ask.
Yeah, well, there'll be love in your life again. Sooner than you think.
But right now,
is that the real issue? I think you should really be focusing on having your whole life work.
Well, that's definitely the issue.
Otherwise, you're a poor girl looking for who knows what. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So let's get that other part handled, and then you can pick and choose your relationships in a better way. All right, Jackie.
Well, thank you very much.
Great talking to you. Have a nice night.
Bye-bye. You too.
Okay, all the lines are open now. For those of you who are thinking of calling in, we're going to take a short break now. We're going to listen to Rama Rama from my new CD, Bhakti Rock. And when we get back, we'll take your calls. Be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Whoa, that was a big echo I got there. To our presidential election show tonight, we have Mike on the line from Cleveland, Ohio, who's born December 1st, 1953. Are you there, Mike?
Yes, I am. Robert, how are you doing?
I'm well. How are you, Mike?
Good. I like that track.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
I enjoyed making that one.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I kind of wonder what's going on.
Have we spoken before?
Yes, we have. A few months ago.
I thought so. So what's new?
Not a whole lot. Well, we got, we're starting a new business, my wife and I.
Yeah, I remember that conversation, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, it looks like a good business. But right now, we're just in a training period for it.
No, it's all going fine. I mean, you might find that you're a little worried because there's so many things happening at the same time that you're not used to being so. You're not used to having so much going on at the same time. You understand?
Yeah.
So that means that sometimes your mind is going to get the better of you, and you're going to worry.
I'm doing
that. Yeah. But the challenge for you this year is to channel that worrying into creative action.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Like, use that creative energy to come up with more ideas for your business.
Mm-hmm.
That's the challenge. And that's what you got to do.
Yeah. Now, I've got the time to learn, though. That's a big plus right now.
Yeah. Well, that's looking at it in a positive way, for sure. You know, but I mean, you were destined to do this, and you're doing the right thing. Now, is your wife, what's her card again? I forget.
My wife, she's, I think she's Queen of Spades. I don't remember. She's July 27th, 1946.
July 20th. No, she's not a Queen of Spades. She's a Leo. I think she's a Three of Clubs.
Okay.
Two of Clubs.
Two of Clubs.
Yeah, Mick Jagger's birthday. You guys have everything going for you. This is going to ultimately work out. You just have to, like, don't believe in your mind right now, because your mind is going overtime, and it's going to worry. You have to just, like, it's kind of like a child that won't sit still.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
You know, you got to look at your mind and go, you know, it just gets way over the top in its imagination. But this is all going to be good, and you guys you're meant to work together too. It's going to work out.
Okay. Yeah, this business has a good feeling about it. A friend of ours in Baltimore got us into it, and he's doing it, and so we got the mentoring already in place.
Yeah. I mean, and you're good. You're really good with understanding business and organizing it and all that, and you're in good hands. But see, you're a four, but you have a lot of three energy. You got a lot of threes in your spread this year, so a lot of it's good. Some of it's negative because it gets on the worry side, but most of it's good. So be grateful for that, and just don't let your mind get too out there in left field. Your thoughts.
Yeah.
Okay. You're not really your head, even though you probably think you are, because most people do think they are their head. Okay.
Yeah, I've been worrying. I had my gallbladder out in 1982, and just the last couple of nights, I feel like I'm having gallbladder attacks. It's that bad.
Okay, so you got to ask yourself, what can I do to have my mind calm down? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe that for me, like for example, exercising is really good, like going for a hike.
Yeah, you know, I got a bicycle and I'm sitting in the shed, and I need to get
okay.
it out.
Okay, right.
You know,
exactly.
Don't blow off hot air or something. I don't know.
No, you got to go out, and being out of the house and being away from it for a little while will actually give you some clarity and will help you to get ideas. And you understand, it has lots of benefits, but you got to do it. Otherwise, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
You got to take the time. If you don't take the time. You're going to have a gallbladder. You're going to have an operation. Okay, so don't let it go too much longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You see, we had some investment money tied up. Do you see that breaking soon where we can get access
to it? What kind of investment is it? I mean, is it a stock market? What is it? Like?
No, it's...
oil and gas.
It's not public. It's more private, but it's high yield, I guess you'd call it.
Well, you know, I don't know. It's possible, but it's not showing up particularly strong.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, this is not the best time in history to be making any kind of speculative investments.
Yeah. No,
you're aware of that, aren't you?
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. Sometimes people go for wild things when things are really tight, and it's usually not a good idea, but they do it anyway.
Yeah, this has been like over 7 years. It's money.
Oh, okay. Well, there is. I mean, there are indications of money that possibly could come in
uh-huh.
even now, but it's not. Certainly not a sure thing.
Yeah.
Next year, though, there's gonna after your next birthday, the money's gonna start to flow. So you need to hang in there just a little bit longer.
Yeah. Yeah. Something else I want to do too is make Indian flutes, you know, out of wood and stuff.
Uh huh.
But right now we lost our home in February, so we're living with a friend. in a bedroom, so I got no shop, I got nothing, but I got all my tools in storage, you know, they're just kind of waiting.
Wow, that's really cool. That would be an awesome thing to do.
I
it sounds
so.
Really creative. It sounds really like it'd be really fun.
I think so, yeah.
For you, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Got a good DVD from an Indian that shows how to make them and how he does it. Just walks it right through, and it looks like it'd be good. Put some good
energy. I used to make jewelry. It was actually my business for a while, and I did really well. You know, considering the business itself has certain limitations,
yeah.
I did good and I enjoyed it. And then I got tired of it because it was so much like just routine work that I didn't like to do. I enjoyed the designing of it. I liked the design part, but I didn't really like all the execution of all the silversmithing and all that stuff. But, you know. So just hang in there with your business and keep your efforts going forward.
Yeah.
But go out and go for a walk or a bike ride every day. Every day.
Yeah, okay.
You'll feel better immediately. There was this guy on TV or in a movie. It's actually a real story. This guy was overweight. He was a writer, but he was in a real slump where he couldn't get any ideas. And he felt like a total failure. And so he decided to kill himself. And he decided to kill himself by just running, going outside in the middle of the night and running as hard as he can, hoping his heart would give out and he would just die. So he went out that night and he ran and ran as fast as he could. And he finally just fell over on the ground, but he didn't die, didn't have a heart attack. So then he dragged himself back home. And he tried it again the next night. And the same thing happened. And he tried it like three nights in a row. He tried to like kill himself by running so hard. You understand?
Yeah.
And then he noticed after the third night that he started to feel better.
Started to feel good, right?
All of a sudden he started getting ideas for his movie, for his writing and stuff that he was writing, and he got inspired. And he realized that the running was actually making him feel better.
Excellent. Yeah, we got a nice metro park around Cleveland, too. I don't know if you've ever been here, but it's real nice, and they got bike paths and perfect time of year to get out on a bike and ride.
Well, that kind of leaves you with no excuse, Mike.
I know.
All right, Mike. Well, thanks for calling, man.
Thank you, Robert.
Have a great night.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have got Dawn from Wisconsin, I believe. March 1st, 1971. Are you there, Dawn?
Yep. I'm actually just visiting Wisconsin. I live in California.
Oh, okay. Well, nice to have you on the show.
Okay,
what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I have kind of two things that I have to touch on. They're sort of connected.
All
and
right.
I have both of your books, mm-hmm. and so I'm kind of an amateur, but I'm learning about your system, and
yeah.
I do know about astrology, but again, I'm an amateur at that as well. And incidentally, I was listening to you earlier when you were talking about the other March 1st person of the
mm-hmm.
girlfriend of your previous listener, the Nine of
yeah.
Spades, Jack of Spades,
yeah.
and it was interesting what you were saying about the whole lying thing,
mm-hmm.
You know, because of Jack of Spades.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the opposite for me because I'm a terrible liar.
Oh yeah.
Like I'm very transparent, so
mm-hmm.
if I try to lie, it looks it's very obvious. Like it's
Well, that must
it's
be
really
a bummer.
Because I feel so guilty about it. It's the Catholic guilt, but
well, Pisces always feel guilty about everything.
That's true. But I have a Taurus moon, so that evens me out a little bit, and I have a Cancer rising, and then I have a Capricorn Venus. So,
man, you got a lot of water in your chart. Whoa.
Well, I have the Earth. And then I'm all Sag after that.
That's funny. Pisces
Isn't
and
that?
Sag. That must be a
yeah,
blast.
So So Pisces Sun with the Taurus Moon, and then, of course, the Pisces Mercury, but then the Cancer Rising, and then the Capricorn Venus, and then Sag Mars, Sag Saturn. Is it Saturn next?
So, although
anyway.
Those Sag planets are not compatible with the Pisces planets. You know, they don't like each other too much, you know.
You got Sun
square Neptune and Sun square Jupiter and Mercury square Jupiter and Mercury square. You probably get lost in your own bedroom.
that can sometimes be an issue. I'm going through 9 of spades is the whole big fat loss card. And my daughter has been held hostage, basically, from me in Spain for 2 years, and I just recently have been able to start to talk to her. My ex-husband, who is a 9 of clubs with a jack of hearts, he's born on July 19th, 1969.
Yeah.
He has been keeping her alienated, despite the fact that we have joint custody in a foreign country, and he's English. My daughter turned 7 this summer. She's a 4 of diamonds and a 4 of hearts. She's July 11th, 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting because we met, because I have the books, like I said, we met in 1999 in spring, shortly after my birthday, and he's in my he shows up. I have a 9 of clubs in my Mercury period in that time when I met him. So
right.
We weren't supposed to last, apparently. But his long range for this year for him is a jack of spades, and then his Pluto is the jack of clubs, and his result is nine of spades.
Mm-hmm.
And then his other long range is the 2 of clubs, and then his Pluto is 9 of spades. So he's got me as his result, and he's got me as his Pluto.
Right.
This year.
Now, are you having any success with this trying to get your daughter back thing?
Well, it's just starting to turn, and that's another thing that's really interesting, because my daughter's chart, I just sent her a letter a couple weeks ago, and she's right now in her Venus period, and she has the Ace of Clubs in her Venus period, and I just sent her a letter telling her I was coming to Spain, and they just let me start talking to her 2 weeks ago by phone. I haven't had absolutely no contact for 2 years with my own daughter, and when I sent this letter and they knew that I was coming to see her, they all of a sudden let me start talking to her because they know I'm coming, and they know I'm going to be coming there to continue the custody battles there. I've been fighting jurisdiction in the United States. We've had a big jurisdictional issue this whole time, and that's come to a close. And so now I'm going to Spain to finish off, basically what I'm going to be going. She's being held in Spain, and I'm basically going to court to prove all the fraud, the forgery, and the perjury. Thus, the long range for him, the jack of spades. He's
mm-hmm.
now having to face his own dishonesty for what he's been doing this whole time. So looking at
what did you want to ask me?
Well, what I wanted to ask you was because in my daughter's chart, okay, I show up in her Jupiter period at Christmas time.
Well, first ask me the question, and then you can tell me about the card.
Well, the question is when is my reunion? When am I going to finally reunite with her? And by looking at her chart and possibly his chart and possibly my chart, when will I be able to get her, and will I be able to bring her back? And then the other question I have is, I've been unemployed all year, and my chart this year I have a 4 of diamonds in Pluto and a 9 of diamonds in Pluto, but my result is 8 of spades and 8 of hearts. And
okay, well,
I'm hoping
wait a minute. If you can stop telling me your cards, because I have all your cards in front of me, if you can stop telling me all those cards and just tell me what you want to know,
sorry.
I can help you better, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Because if you're going to tell me all the cards, what's the point? You know, you can just do it yourself.
Well, I'm not, like I said, I'm an amateur, and you're the...
Okay, so if I'm the expert, trust that I have all the cards in front of me, okay?
Okay, okay.
Okay, so here's the thing. Like, I know there's two sides to every story. I don't know your husband's side of this, your ex-husband or whatever side of the story. I know there's two sides to every story. There's a reason why I took the daughter, and, you know, and I know from your point of view, it sounds like you're completely been victimized by him. But I don't really believe that about anybody in life, and I know there's two sides. I do see you getting her back eventually. It's not going to be right away. It's going to be not this year of your life, but probably next year. Because you have a Four of Hearts result next year, okay? But you also have your husband's card, the Nine of Clubs, long range next year.
I know.
I get the feeling like it's going to be a longer process than you think. Well, maybe you already do think it's going to be long. Maybe you already know this. It's going to be a while, but I know if you persevere, you will win. But the winning may not be you overcoming him. It might be you overcoming yourself in some way. You know? Like, it may not be that you're completely the victim here. I don't know. I haven't heard his side of the story. He's a Nine of Clubs, Jack of Hearts. I know the guy is, like, crazy about taking care of his daughter. Any Nine of Clubs, Jack of Hearts would be. Do you understand what I mean by that? A Jack of Hearts is committed in love to helping those that they love. And he has some reason for what he did. I don't know what that reason is, but you may know.
Well, he's a cancer.
No, and you don't need to tell me what it is, but I'm just saying there might have been a... From his point of view on some side, it probably looks okay to him. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah.
Now, he was in a relationship with you. He was the Moon card. You were the stronger one in the relationship. Did you know that? You were always the stronger one in the relationship. Always. And you're his Pluto card. He's not your Pluto card. I mean, this relationship, when he was with you, was a lot harder for him than for you, whether you know that or not. The cards say that. You follow me? And he was in a position where you were stronger than him, and he was... I don't know what he did. I don't know why he did it, but it might have been because he didn't want to be, like, under your thumb, you know, in some way. I think you'll eventually win this battle one way or the other. And I think he's probably doing what he thinks is best for the daughter, even though it's not what you like. I think in his mind, at least, he thinks it's the best thing for her.
Well, I think it's where he sees what's the best for himself.
Well, maybe. But Jack of Hearts usually are very, very concerned with the other. That's been my experience. They're overly concerned with other people, really, usually, more than themselves. But, you know, he might be an exception. Who knows?
Yeah.
So the good news is that I see you getting her back. The bad news is it may not happen the way you think it's going to happen.
Well, I don't really... I'm not exactly sure how it's going to happen.
Well, I'll give you an example. I got separated from my youngest son. And it was initially my own idea, but when I decided I wanted to have him back, my ex-wife fought it tooth and nail. And the only way I got to see my son again, and I do see him now every week, is because I took responsibility for what happened. All of it.
Oh, well, trust me, I have no problem taking responsibility for anything that I've done wrong in the relationship.
But you're talking like you're talking. No, I don't hear that in your voice at all. I hear you making.
Well, I've come a long way. Trust me.
Well,
I mean,
right now I hear a victim talking to me. He's bad. I'm good. I'm gonna, you know, find out. He's the culprit. I'm just saying, and he may be, but I'm just saying what I'm hearing in your voice, okay? And I'm saying that for me, it never worked. None of that worked. I was perfectly right about it. I knew I was right. I knew that my ex was wrong, and I was right. And I knew I was right. But it didn't help me get my son back. And I had to decide whether I was going to be right or whether I was going to get my son back. And I gave up being right. And I think you might have to do the same thing. That's my prediction.
Well, I've sort of already had to do that.
Well, it's just getting going.
Yeah. I mean, this has been going on for 4 years.
Yes. Well, it's just, you still got some
so
work
far.
To do. According to what I see here,
conclusion.
you still got some work to do this year and next. For about another year, you got some work to do. After that, it should all turn out okay.
What about the job situation?
Well, I don't know. You know, we've spent a lot of time talking about this, and if you'd like to call back next week, I'd be happy to address that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Great talking to you. Thanks for being my guest.
All right,
thanks. Thanks, Don. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, we have Daisy from Tennessee, born on June 21st, 1956, I believe. Are you there, Daisy?
Hi, Robert. Nice to talk to you.
You sure got a nice southern voice there.
Thank you.
And are you a Gemini or a Cancer?
Cancer.
Okay, good.
So that's what I was wondering. I've read in your book that when you're born on the cusp for your cards, you need to know, you know, which sign you are. And
that's
I was
right.
just wondering how that works.
Well, you're not two signs. You're either one or the other.
Uh huh.
So you do a chart, an astrological chart, to be sure.
Uh huh.
And the chart will tell you.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what time of day you were born?
Yes, 10:44 a.m.
And you're definitely a Cancer.
Yes, 0 degrees.
Yeah. So, I just wanted to confirm that before we started talking. So what can I do for you tonight?
Well, now, does that affect what cards you would be with that? Would that affect the birth card and the planetary ruling card?
It affects the ruling card.
And so what would you know, how would you know what you were then?
Well, you know what you are by doing the chart. And then once
right.
you know you're a Cancer, then you know you're the Cancer ruling card, which is the Jack of Hearts. You're a Nine of Clubs Jack of Hearts, not a Nine
oh.
of Clubs Nine of Spades.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
In your book, you know, you had Nine of Clubs, Nine of Spades, and I didn't see anything about a Jack of Hearts, so I didn't know how you would figure that out.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
It should have, yeah, you know, the book should say Nine of Spades or Jack of Hearts.
Okay.
Maybe it doesn't. I'll have to look and see.
Yeah,
but anyway, you are a Nine of Clubs and a Jack of Hearts, which is funny because we were just talking about somebody with those same cards.
I know. I heard that. It's true. I really do think that Jack of Hearts people, we really love our children. And we
and they would do anything for their kids.
We would do anything or anything for anybody. Actually,
for anybody that you love.
Well, even people we don't love.
Well, yeah, that's true. You're right.
I mean, I always find myself thinking about other people.
Yeah, I understand.
I can forgive other people before I can forgive myself.
I know my sister, my favorite sister, is a Jack of Hearts. And, you know, bless her heart, she'll do anything for any of us.
Yeah, well,
if we ever
good
needed
for her.
She would always be there.
Yeah.
We're
well,
I
wanted to ask you too about the state of our country right now, the financial things that are going on and all. What do you have any insight on all that?
Well, I talked about it earlier in the show. Were you not listening in the beginning?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the beginning of the show. So if you don't want to repeat it all, that's okay. Can I go on your site and listen to it?
Well, I won't have it uploaded for a few days, but, yeah, it'll be up there in a few days.
Okay, well, I'll just go back and listen to it.
Yeah, I mean, I talked about who's running for office and how basically our government is almost completely run by financial interests now.
Right.
And those financial interests, having taken advantage of their position and having had their policies be handed down and followed through, is what's got us into this mess.
That's right.
They've basically raped our country for all of its wealth.
The oil companies, and
what's that company that the vice president owns? I forget, the one that's rebuilding Iraq. They basically raped us, all of us, for the money.
Uh-huh.
And this is what this is the price that we pay for that, essentially.
Uh-huh. Well, I see that Pluto's in Capricorn right now, so that's kind of the fall of big institutions, too, isn't it?
Well, it, not necessarily. I mean, it can be. Pluto in Capricorn, see, Pluto is not negative in itself.
Well, I mean just rebirthing, just kind of the death and rebirthing process.
You may be right about that. I can't say for sure, but you may be right. My interpretation of it, I don't really know. In that sense, I don't really know. I can't really say one way or the other.
It just seems like when it went through Sagittarius, that's when a lot of things in the Catholic Church and such were exposed, you know?
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. So that was... You may be right about that. Maybe that is what's going down, is that... Maybe we'll have that now. The government and the big business will be finally exposed for what they really are. Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, I just think it's gonna, you know, it's gonna be rough times for a lot of people, unfortunately, you know.
Well, because a lot of people aren't really paying attention, and they're believing what they read and what they hear in the media. And I feel sad for them because, you know, they're gonna lose a lot. Hopefully they'll learn something from it and won't have to repeat it later down the line.
Right. But I feel for our children because we spoiled them so much. And I think, you know, if tough times do come, they're not really going to know how to deal with it too well.
They're not prepared.
They're not prepared. They are not prepared at all.
You're right. Most of the children today are used to having everything and it being given to them, and a lot of them haven't really learned about their own ability to work and to create. I know even in my own family, you know, some of my brothers and sisters, their kids have just been spoiled. And I know that it's not going to be good for them when they grow up.
Well, the children don't even know how to talk to each other. They just text all the time.
You're right.
They don't know how to carry on a conversation. They act very awkward when they're around each other. They all just pull out their little text, and they stand there and text other people while they're
funny that I always thought that was kind of funny that people would prefer to text rather than talk. I'm thinking, you know how fast it is to talk and say what you want to say? It's so much more efficient than texting. I thought, why would anybody want to text?
Because I guess it's so impersonal and you can say just about anything you want to.
Maybe.
It's kind of like people that meet people over the internet, you know? You can say and be anybody you want to be on the internet.
Yeah, but these people that are texting each other are people that actually know each other. I mean, these are people that know each other.
I know, but it's
so
just
why
kind
would
of
they...
stuff.
I don't get it. I still don't get it.
I know.
But anyway, was there anything about you that you would like some help with tonight?
Well, my husband is born April 17th.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if you could just tell us about our relationship, anything that might be helpful.
Okay, so he's a four diamonds?
Yes, I believe so.
And a six of clubs?
I believe
Yeah, well, your cards come from... essentially from different parts of the different neighborhoods, let's say it that way, in the card system.
Uh-huh.
But there are some connections. For example, you guys have a past life Mars connection. So, like, when you first met, there was this really huge attraction for each other.
Uh-huh.
Because you guys had been together in a past life, and you had known each other, but you never got to get together. See? You weren't able, you were both attracted to each other but weren't able to get together and consummate the relationship.
Uh-huh.
The part of your relationship in this lifetime was to get together and have that happen.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You follow that?
Uh-huh.
You're also Saturn to him, so you are his critic.
Hmm.
So this relationship would be harder for him than for you.
Really?
I would think so.
Wow.
Now, I know he's a tough cookie and all, and he's an Aries, and Aries like to fight everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I don't think he has much power over you.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that we stay together until death do us part.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Because I do love him.
How long have you been together?
Oh, let's see. We got married. It's been 23 or 24 years.
Well, I don't see any reason why you guys would ever get broke. You're both very marriageable, and you seem to be very happy together, so there shouldn't be any problem.
You know, if two people have very similar cards, does that mean that they would be very compatible together, or does that mean they just... What would that mean?
Well, you know, there are neighborhoods in the card system. We don't talk about it too much, but there's neighborhoods. And people who come from the same neighborhood in the cards, they have sort of a certain kind of an understanding about life that they share that
uh-huh.
that creates a certain kind of compatibility.
Uh-huh.
But you don't see like a excessive amount of these people getting married. So it just goes to tell you that that's not the most important thing.
Uh-huh.
The most important thing is who we are marrying and why.
Uh-huh.
So, okay. And that varies. There's so many different reasons for it that you can't just, there's no one rule that fits all everybody. There's no one solution that fits all the different ways that it plays out. You understand?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so
That's very interesting.
So we have to look at each one individually to see, like, you know, well, why are these two married? You know?
Uh-huh.
Look at it like that. And the answer is always there. We can always find it. There just isn't one blank rule that covers everybody.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, thank
you. Is that helpful,
so
Daisy?
Much, Bob. Yeah.
Well, you're very welcome.
And you have a real good evening.
Thanks. It's great to have you on the show. Thanks for all your comments.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Good night. We're just going to keep on breezing through here because we have a couple more callers, and we're going to take those, and then we're going to end. So you don't no need to call if you haven't called yet because we're going to be out of time after these two. So we'll first talk to Jenny from California, who's born on February the 12th, 1948. Are you there, Jenny?
I sure am. I love those southern accents.
I know. Aren't they great?
Sweet, yeah.
They're so... They seem so inviting, you know, like
mm-hmm.
like you feel so welcomed by that. At least I do.
Southern hospitality feeling comes through.
Yeah, exactly. So you are a king of diamonds and a six of diamonds.
Yeah, okay. And I'm going through a big transition. I'm going into a new business.
Uh-huh.
And Is this your own business? Yes.
Okay.
I'm leaving mainstream and I'm going on my own artistic path. And I listened to your show, I think it was last week, but it was recorded. Was that
right.
last week?
Okay. Yeah, the previous show that we replayed, yeah.
But I so related to it, I actually called. I forgot it was recorded. Because you talked about that poverty thing, and I think I have, I have a fear of success or worthiness.
Yeah.
So what can you tell me about overcoming that, and where do you see it in my chart?
Well,
I don't want to do it no more.
Yeah, well, you know, as with anything, the awareness of it is the place where you start.
Yeah.
When you have an awareness of it to such a degree that you can see yourself, like, saying no to things you should say yes to, or...
It's more worth a worthy being afraid because it won't work. I'm afraid to believe because it won't work, and then I'll be foolish.
Well, you know, your birthday, you have a Six of Diamonds ruling card, and Six of Diamonds have an issue that they have a fear of being rejected by other people.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that may be at the root of it for you. It sounds like a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Like there may be just a general fear of other people rejecting you, not liking you, or something like that. Then you would give up your power, because you have the power.
Because
no
of the king status, right?
Yeah, you're the king. And sometimes kings are here to learn that they're kings.
Yeah, I think that's me.
Yeah, it sounds like you.
Yep.
I've known a lot of people of your birthday, and they seem to have that issue, like not knowing their kings, but they rise up pretty quickly to the occasion once they get with the program.
I feel like I'm on a breaking point like that, yes.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering what the cards tell me that I could do to get out of my own way in that business success area.
Well, why don't you see if you can first catch yourself getting in your way?
I do.
Okay, so
it's a worthiness kind of thing. Like,
well, then what is it that you do? Give me an example.
To change that?
No, what do you do when you're sabotaging yourself?
Oh, okay. It's more on the belief level.
No, but we need a practical example of how
okay.
it shows up.
Mm.
We can't be completely nebulous about it.
I don't know. I'm doing everything I know, web page, marketing.
So you don't really know, you don't even see yourself sabotaging yourself.
No.
You just notice that you don't have the success
yeah.
for a reason. Do I have the story straight?
Yeah, and I feel the sense of unworthiness about it. Maybe.
Oh, I see.
When I explore it, like, why haven't I and how can I, it comes back to this worthiness piece. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, this is the kind of thing that would be really good to take up with a counselor.
Well, I do that too. I'm doing everything. I told you everything. I know.
Oh, you're funny. You are so funny. that's cute.
What do you say in my success house? What could you say?
Okay,
about
you are in your Saturn period right now, which goes until October 30th. So that's the hardest time of the year. Okay.
Okay.
For everybody. You have some good cards there and some difficult cards too. You could lose a friendship, potentially, or someone could die in the family.
Oh, uh-huh. I have a sister.
I mean, something like that is possible.
I do have a sick sister.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if she were to pass on, that could be what it's showing up there.
Wow, huh.
You know, I don't want that to happen. So,
people are free to make choices about that, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, we don't know what her choice is.
That's right. I understand.
Yeah. People think that, you know, in our country, we live in such illusion in our country, and
mm-hmm.
I think you know this, you know, that everybody thinks that disease is just these bugs that come out and get you and kill you, you know. Nobody's taking any responsibility for their health or anything.
Yeah, I think she's making a choice whether to stay or not. I feel her making
yeah.
that choice. If she finds her passion, she'll stay. And
yeah.
If she doesn't, she'll recycle. She will recycle.
Yeah. I like that, recycle. That's a real Aquarian way of looking at it.
A do-over.
I'm just going to recycle myself now. Adios! See you next time around.
Well, I want to recycle and be the king that I am. I want excess for that.
What's your relationship life like?
Oh, that's pretty troubled, and I'm avoiding it because I want to get this part of me together.
Well, I understand that. Somehow I think they're connected.
Yeah, the worthiness thing, huh?
Well, in the card, I see the potential for them being connected.
How so?
Well, you're challenge card is an eight. You want money. And your result card is the Four of Hearts, which is a relationship card. So they're connected somehow.
A relationship with my king.
Is there a king of clubs in your life?
No, there's no potentials right now. I'm totally still recovering.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Recent breakup and recovery.
Got it.
So I just want to get myself together and be my own best friend, my own lover, my own supporter.
Yeah. Well, be open to a relationship maybe helping you. At least be open to that.
Okay. Always open to being loved and respected.
Yeah, because, you know, God's got plans for us. You never know what he's got to sleep.
Truly. But I don't want to be in a dependence, you know what I'm saying? Or a distraction.
Ah, there's poverty consciousness speaking right there.
Why?
Refusing. The abundance of the universe, right there. You just said it.
Okay. Well, I meant in a relationship.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking about the same thing.
Oh.
Yeah, you just like shot down one of the best ways to get money.
By saying, I don't want to be dependent.
Yeah. In other words, you have trouble receiving. There it is. There's your poverty problem right there. I'm not kidding you.
But, yeah, women, I don't want to be in that dependent position ever.
Daniel, but see, it extends beyond your relationships into your whole life.
Yeah.
And you have, I can tell you right now, because I've done thousands of readings.
Yeah.
You're a woman that has trouble receiving. And that is, and it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, you could be a man and have trouble receiving. Either way, you're going to have financial problems, which is what you have.
Because I extend that to the universe.
It extends to the universe.
Well, I got to change that. There we go.
See, because God sends money from all kinds of people, and it should never matter who it comes from. It should just be like, thank you, I appreciate that so much.
Truly.
Like, you know, if a man takes you out on a date and says, here, let me buy you dinner, and you go, oh, no, don't. I'll take my own. That's your way of saying, you know, to God, don't give me anything.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, so it'd be more about getting into a gratefulness and openness to receiving.
Absolutely. Never refuse anything offered to you unless it's being offered with a motive, you know, an external motive.
But you know what, I wasn't saying that. I was saying more like I want to be more centered in myself, so I come into a relationship more as a whole person than a needy.
Well, that's not exactly what you said. I hear you saying that now, but that's not what
Well, that's what I meant. I don't want to go into a relationship as a needy person.
There's that whole thing about not being needy.
You know that's true. You want to come into a relationship as a whole person, not a needy person, right?
Well, yes, that's a theoretical thing, but is it okay to be needy? That's the question.
At times, sure.
How needy are you, really? See, that's another question.
I'm working on that, too.
See? Like, can you accept your neediness? That's the question.
Work hard.
If you can embrace that, now you're getting to the real truth of you. You can't transcend it until you embrace it.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm embracing my needy self, and I'm giving thanks for all
And it's
that
okay, you know, it's beautiful to be needy, because we're all needy, really, on one level. We need God for everything.
That's true. Okay, what's that relationship connection to?
Well, Jenny, I'm going to have to go now, because I have one more caller.
Sure, thanks, Robert. I love your show.
Thank you, and call back next week if you want to talk some more.
And I'm gonna get your book. It sounded interesting last week, so I'm gonna go ahead and order that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You'll enjoy them very much. I guarantee it.
Okay, thanks.
All right, good night.
Bye.
Okay, our final caller has been waiting a long time. I hope he's still here. His name is Brian. He's on line two. Are you there, Brian?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Thanks for being so patient.
Thank you. Yeah, my My birthday is 10/12/1968.
Okay, great.
And I appreciate you having your show, you guys. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Good. It's good to be here.
Thank you.
So you're studying the cards a little bit?
A little bit, yeah, for about a year now. And I just called a good friend of mine, John Tassa.
John Tassa.
So I just called him up and wanted to get a little more information for this year. I just turned 40. I'm going to be turning 40 this year.
Yeah.
And I just had a quick question about the what's the difference between the grand solar spread and the life spread? And if you could talk about your book a little bit, that'd be great, too.
Which book?
I'm not sure. Well, the other question I had was if you look at each birthday, I'd like to see what each one of those represents. So, for instance, the Ten of Clubs for me is the teacher card, and I'd like to see which each one of those represents. Is that
That's all in the Love Cards book.
The Love Cards book, okay.
Yeah, do you have love cards?
I don't.
It has every card in the deck and a chapter for each one, along with the title of what that card, what we call it, you know.
Yeah.
And really, I made up the names about what to call them. I mean, they don't.
Okay.
They don't all have official titles, but in most cases, there's a phrase that captures that card, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
And so, love cards will tell you all about each birthday of the year, what they're like, and also their relationships with other people.
Okay. Yeah, it's intriguing.
And now, the grand solar spread and the life spread. Okay. The life spread is the age zero spread in your life, the first year of your life. So, the grand solar spread is actually, there's 90 grand solar spreads. One for every year of your life. So the life spread is just one of those. It's one of the grand solar spreads.
Okay, so 1 year is a grand solar spread.
Well, yeah. Well, everybody's cards for every year of their life, like no matter you're going to turn 40, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a grand solar spread that's named age 40.
Okay.
And in that spread is everybody's age 40 year. Every single card in the deck. Now, you can learn this actually from my book, the book called Exploring the Little Book of the Seven Thunders.
Okay.
Now, that book's only available on my website because it's only published by me and not sold in bookstores. It's an advanced book on the cards. But you can learn. I can tell you have the kind of mind that would chew this up in about, you know, a day or so.
Well, I love this whole thing. I really appreciate this. It resonates with me a lot.
Oh, yeah, Ten of Clubs usually really like it. I don't even know why you guys like it so much, but they generally do, and they learn it really quickly. And they appreciate the simplicity and the truth that they find there. So, glad to have you.
Yeah, thank you. And then I had the King of Spades as my planetary ruling card. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, well, the King of Spades is the most powerful card in the deck.
Okay.
So it means you can be very, very bossy when you want to.
That happens.
yeah, and you need to be in a position of leadership. You wouldn't be happy just following other people around.
I definitely agree with that. You know, there's a sentence in here that says, this ruling card gives you a great deal of potential power, but along with that, a great deal of responsibility, which few people choose to bear. And whenever I go up to that card and look at that, that really jumps out at me. That word, the sentence where it says, few people choose to bear, that's really interesting to me.
Well, you know, it's such a great responsibility that some people decide that's a little too much for me. You know, they have a choice. There's always a choice there.
Yeah.
No one has to play that king. That's the most powerful card in the deck, which means it's the most, ultimately the most responsible card in the deck.
Yeah.
But that's a heavy crown to bear, and some people just don't want to bear it, and it's okay that they choose that.
Right.
You know, there's no rule saying you have to, but by the same token, you'll always know that it's there.
Yeah, good.
You'll always know that you can and maybe you should, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the happy, The happy king of spades are those who are taking that on, like they know they can, and they know it's the best thing for them, and they just jump into it and do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what is your email address? Because I'd like to get your books. That'd be great.
Just go to seventhunders.com.
Seven Thunders?
Seven Thunders.
Okay.
And that's the number seven, not the word seven.
Okay.
And all my books are there, and we got lots of stuff, actually. You'll be amazed how much stuff we have on this site.
Okay.
Just poke around, and there's a whole product section that has all the different books, and we have CDs and so forth. And you're welcome to email me. My email is at the bottom of every page. You're welcome to email me if you have any questions or even call up.
Okay. So what would be the best introductory book to get? Do you think it'd be the Love Cards book?
There's two basic books that you should get. If you haven't read any of the books, you get Love Cards and Cards of Your Destiny. Those are the two. They're like, one of them is like the natal chart. That's the Love Cards. And the Cards of Your Destiny is what's going to happen every year of your life, every month. It's the transits and progressions, you might call it.
Yeah.
And together, those two comprise basically the whole system.
Okay.
But they're both on the level that you could pick them up right away. There's nothing that you couldn't learn with these. So I would recommend you get both of them. Most people get both of them.
Okay. Now, do you do seminars in person where you get together with groups of people in person? Or?
Yeah, but only here where I live in California. Like, John's come to a couple of them.
Yeah.
Are you local?
I'm in Calistoga.
Well, you could come.
Okay.
You know, we're going to have one this fall. I haven't decided. I was thinking probably early October to mid-October. We're going to have a class here. And you're welcome to come. I haven't picked a topic yet, but it'll be something that everybody can attend. So.
Okay. Now, do you want just like a donation type thing, or is there a charge to it? Or?
Oh, no, I charge for it.
Okay.
It's usually one day, and it's like $100 usually.
Okay.
Something like that. Good.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time, and this feels really good. And I've been talking about it a lot with people lately, and they're pretty open to it as well. So,
yeah, everyone likes to know what their card is.
it's fascinating. I love it.
Yeah, well, great.
Yeah. So in regards to you do this, you get on the phone once a week to do this on Mondays?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do it every Monday night. I've been doing it now for, I think it's been a year, maybe.
Wow.
Maybe not a year, but it seems like a long time. But, you know, I do it for the fun. It's great. I get to talk to people and connect. I like that.
Yeah. So what is it, from 8 to 9 o'clock?
7 to 9.
7 to 9, okay.
Yeah, I give a talk in the beginning. It starts at 7, and then we start taking calls at 7:30.
Okay. So just real quick. So basically, the grand solar spread is the every year of your life, whereas the life spread is the.
There's a grand solar spread. The word grand solar spread just pertains to the layout of the cards, how they're laid out in a certain spread formation.
Okay.
There is, and that's a layout that has all 52 cards in it.
Okay.
And there's one of those for every year of your life.
Okay.
For as long as you live.
Right.
And that's all explained in my advanced book, the one I told you about, Exploring the Little Book.
Okay.
The Little Book of the Seven Thunders is another name for the deck of cards.
Okay.
And Seven Thunders refers to the seven planets.
Okay.
So if you really want to understand the advanced aspects, which I'm sure you can understand quite readily, that's the book you want to get. But I always start with the other two first because you need to get grounded in the system first. Get grounded.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm on your website right now. It says, it's THUNDERS, correct?
Yes, the number seven and the word thunders.
Oh, number seven.
Yeah, the number seven.
Oh, okay, I wrote the word seven.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, cool.
Change that, and you'll see my picture right there. You'll know where you're in the right place.
Okay. Yeah, that's about it for me, and I appreciate all you guys, the gentleman who took my call initially, and, you know,
well,
I'll be back on the line, I'm sure, at some point.
All right, Brian, it was great talking to you. Thanks for being my guest, and I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Thanks, you guys.
All right, good night.
Good night.
Well, this concludes our show tonight, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking around, and appreciate all your participation and calling in. We're going to end our show, as we always do, with the most powerful chant, Sanskrit chant, on my CD called Gayatri. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night. We'll see you again next Monday, same time. Have a great evening.
Om Purvama Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Purvama Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam
Deva Shyamimahi Deyo Yonah Prachodayah.